Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. This is your girl Kayla coming to you driving to work on a Tuesday morning. This is another Drive With Me podcast episode. So if you hear a bunch of weird car noises, like turn signals and if it's a little loud, it's because the windows are open because the car I'm driving doesn't have AC. Those of you that can relate, just raise your hand or say amen listening to this. But anyways, I wanted to do a drive with me today and just talk to you guys about the Verge Conference. Now, for those of you that don't go to House of Praise, and you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but the Verge Conference is our annual youth and young adult conference of, like, basically it involves the youth and young adult members of our church, or even people that are new that we were able to invite, you know, coming to church, gathering all together, united, having worship, listening to teachings, just partaking in something that is so precious to our church and something that is new. In the past, we did youth conferences, but now, like, last year was the first year we incorporated young adults, and it's been amazing. So that was this past weekend, and I wanted to share my Verge moment. Now, Verge is on, it means like the brink of something, and you're on the brink of something. A change is about to happen, and it's based off of a scripture in Micah, which I will go into in another podcast episode. But I wanted to keep this podcast episode short and sweet and just share my Verge testimony. So just to give a little backstory, last year I went to Verge not as a leader. I went as, a recipient or attendant of it, and I got so much, like, I've learned so much about myself. I think one of the big things I learned from a preaching given by Papote, for those of you that are there, you know who I'm talking about, a pastor from Lakewood New Life, and he was saying that, like, he gave the analogy of when his son, he tells his son, okay, I want you to jump to me and I'm gonna catch you, and how his son doesn't doubt every time he tells him to jump because he knows his father is going to catch him. And that's the same with God. And during that time in my life, I was doubting of what God could really do. And I was scared of changes I knew was going to happen. Changes that happened this year, which, praise God, he has held me the whole time. I have learned to love these changes and have grown because of them and because of God bringing me through it. But at that time, I didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to do. And so I just remember the last night of Verge, I needed to get prayer. And I'm very selective in who prays for me. I've just been like that. And so I went to someone that I really trust, and I asked, was my cousin, and I don't have an older brother, so he's like that for me. I call my primo. But I was like, I need you to pray for me. And he was like, okay. And it was just the Verge moment for me, because God was using him to speak to me. Kayla, you are precious. You don't have to change for nobody. You're beautiful the way that I made you. Your middle name is Zeal. It means fire of God. Be proud of that. Be proud of your passion. And just like, everything he was speaking to me was what God wanted me to know. And I just was crying for probably like 20 minutes. We were just hugging each other. And after he prayed for me, we didn't say anything. It just was literal, just tears. It was just like the weight was lifted off of me. And that was my Verge moment of 2018. Fast forward to this year, the leaders in our young adult ministry Momentum asked me if I would want to be part of altar call ministry and first impressions or greeting. And that was a no-brainer. I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I'd love to serve. And it was it was one of the most amazing experiences to serve and to be part of welcoming those that are new or maybe were a little apprehensive about coming. And so that was a big blessing in its of itself. And my Verge moment for this year was, it was the last night of the conference. And, what was I going to say? And the pastor, David Luna, was giving different altar calls. The first one was for people that haven't been, you know, this is their first time dedicating themselves to the Lord, receiving salvation. The second one was for anxiety. And then the third one was for people that feel they have a calling to go into full-time ministry. And he was like, okay, altar call leaders, come on up. And I seen this girl, and I just approached her, and I was like, hey, like, what's your name? Told me her name. I was like, what do you need prayer for? And she was like, I don't know, just everything. And God, when I tell you guys, it was the power of God. God was using me in the prophetic to speak over her life. I never met this girl. You know, I knew that she went to one of my really good friends' churches because I seen her sitting with them. But other than that, I had no idea. I never met her. I didn't know her backstory. And so I did notice that when he called for people that had anxiety, she went up. And I was like, okay, like, you know, there's something deeper than what she's telling me. And so I just began to pray for her, and God began to speak through me. And it was probably 15, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, maybe more, that after, like, I was praying for her, and I was hugging her. And then after we prayed, we just were hugging, and she was just bawling. Like, my shoulder was wet from all the tears. And I was just speaking in tongues over her, praying in the spirit. And that was my Verge moment this year, guys. And it's crazy how God works, because I was in her same exact position last year. Maybe we weren't going through the same exact things, but the pivotal point in our lives when we needed something from God, then and there, and it happened. And it goes to show that exactly 1 year ago, I was at such a low place in my life, and then God brought me out of it and into his full embrace and security, and I began to trust him. And a year later, I was able to pray for somebody else and to encourage them and to believe in them and to simply hold them. You guys, when you pray for someone, show them that you care and just hug them and just let them cry. You don't have to say anything. Just simply being there for somebody can be more than enough. And my Verge moment was on the brink. It was the brink of caring for someone and seeing how far God has brought me in order to be there for others and to pray for others. And you guys, it was an amazing Verge. The next episode, I'll probably talk about, you know, like the teachings that each pastor shared, like what the topic was. I have my notes. I have two sermons that I recorded. So I'll probably go more into detail of the founding scripture of the conference. But I wanted to give you guys a little introduction to Verge and what it means to me and to so many of the young adults that were there and youth. Just to see God move in ways that, like, you've never seen before, or maybe you've seen but it's never been done to you, or you haven't experienced it and it finally did. You guys, please share your Verge moments. On if you open the Anchor app, you can send me a voice message and I can listen to it. And I've been wanting to get voice messages so bad. So please, send me your voice message and tell me about your Verge moment and what God did for you in that weekend. If you weren't there, send me a voice message about what God has been doing in your life right now and what you've been praying for. Any prayer requests you have, any praise reports you have, they are all valid. And I want you guys to know that you are deeply loved. God has a plan and purpose for you. Jeremiah 29:11, plans of good, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You guys, let's speak blessing over our lives. Let's not doubt of what is to come, but have expectancy on, you know, what God is going to do, to be expectant in that, to be content in the season that we are in, whether we're single, whether we're dating, whether we're married, widowed, divorced. Let's be content where God has us and trust and believe that he's going to come through, that his plans are better than our craziest imaginations. And let's just approach this week excited for what he's going to do. All right, you guys, have a blessed day today, a blessed week. Later this week, I will be in sunny Florida, so I know I'm going to be super pumped. I already am just driving to work knowing that I only have 3 more days. So I'm going to treasure it with these kids. But all right, you guys, love you. Bye.